Well, all the mothers in the room probably remember how long that last phase of pregnancy takes. It feels like it's forever for that baby to come in the final stages. This year, on a lesser important note, I've been waiting all year for an Anytime Fitness gym to open up just near my house. It's the biggest one in the hemisphere it's going to be, but they promised to open it in October and in November. And now they say this week, but I'm not holding my breath. I wonder what you're hanging out for, what you're longing for, what you're waiting for. Maybe the kids are waiting for Christmas morning when they can see if they got those presents that they are hopefully anticipating and ordered. As we all wait for Christmas Day, I want us to think about how long the Israelites were waiting for Jesus, the promised Messiah. It was a really long time, I'm sure. And there was this sense of longing in them that Charles Wesley captured in that song that we just sang, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. In 1744, Charles Wesley was pondering Haggai chapter 2. So in this chapter of Haggai, God is talking to the Israelites who had come out of exile from Babylon. In their time in exile, the temple, Solomon's temple, had been destroyed. And as they were coming back to the land, they had hopes of freedom and rebuilding. And they did start to rebuild the temple just for a little bit. And then they got distracted and went off and built their own homes and gave up on the temple. Maybe they thought it's never going to have all the glory and attractiveness that Solomon's temple had. Why bother building it at all? But Haggai speaks into this as a prophet, and he says to them, God is with you. He wants you to rebuild. Start rebuilding. Repent of your selfishness and turn back to God and do what he has called you to do as his people. And in chapter 2, verse 7, as Charles Wesley was pondering, this verse stood out to him. It says, I will shake all the nations. What is desired by all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. And as Charles Wesley meditated on this verse, and he pondered his own context, how there were so many orphans just around where he was staying, and he looked at the great division of class in Great Britain, and he was burdened by this, and it moved him to write a prayer to God in response. He wrote, Born your people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now your gracious kingdom bring. By your own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By your all-sufficient merit, raise us to your glorious throne. Amazing words, aren't they? It's full of meaning and rich in theology. He was actually called a theologian who was, what did they say? They said he had a dancing heart. He really spoke to the heart. You know, He was said to the free spirit, he brought biblical and theological order, and to the liturgical tradition, he brought a dancing heart. He just was so filled with emotion in all his writings, his prayers, his poems. It's said that he was influenced by Blaise Pascal, who said there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every person that cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator. And so Charles Wesley's writings, his prayer, speaks to our heart as well. And of course, it was later adapted into a hymn, which we just sang, and it was published in one of his hymnals. So it was published so that we could all remember that Christmas and Advent is not just about the Nativity, but also the anticipation of Christ's second coming as well. He reminds us that Christ did come and that we are to look longingly for his second coming. Come Thou Long Expected Jesus focuses on God choosing to send the Messiah in Jesus Christ. It focuses on the Old Testament Israelites longing for the Messiah as they struggled under foreign occupation, and It speaks to the hearts of all who long for the Messiah to come and take the burden of sin away and take them upon Jesus himself. This is longing of all people, of all nations. The Israelites didn't fully understand that in their day. They thought, you know, the Messiah was coming to Israel to free them, to give them salvation. But the Messiah of Israel came not just for them, but for all nations. We see that in the prophet Isaiah's writing, which we just heard this morning as well. Isaiah 11:10 says, "In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a sign for all peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious." Charles's hymn picks up on that theme as well. It just doesn't describe that first century Jewish desire, but the heart's desire of all nations and all people today. How many of us long for healing to come, for freedom to come, for release, for deliverance? As another verse of his hymn, his prayer says, "Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee." Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Again, he appeals to the human heart, because God works in hearts, not in places. We see that all through the Gospels and the book of Acts. God wants to manifest his power and his glory, not just in churches and in temples, but in people's hearts and in their homes and out by the river where Jesus received the Holy Spirit after his baptism by John. John the Baptist's mum, Elizabeth, received the Holy Spirit in her home. God won't be confined to churches. He wants to go out and find hearts that are receptive to receive him. Now, when John the Baptist came preaching a message of repentance, he said, "Repent, because the kingdom is coming near. The kingdom is coming. Prepare yourselves. Get ready for the promised Messiah. Make yourselves new. Make yourselves right with the ways of God." He said, "Prepare yourselves to receive the new ways that God wants to lead you lovingly." And though he baptized with water and called them to repentance, he knew a stronger one was coming, stronger than he, more mighty, more full of the power of the Spirit. And he knew that the Spirit would flow over Israel and make God's people whole and clean inside. The stronger one coming would renew them. And this is what Jesus came to do. He does the same for us today too. He takes our sin upon himself, makes us clean, makes us right with God in preparation for his second coming. Remember, he came once. That's what we remember at Christmas. But he's coming again. And we need to be ready. We can't just be blasé about it, think it's been a long time, become complacent, become distracted, stop focusing on God and his work and his kingdom and do our own thing. Even if it does seem a long time coming, even if we get sick of waiting, we must keep ourselves clean and pure and ready for the second coming of Christ. He's bringing all the fullness of his kingdom, which is so exciting. May our hearts yearn and long for that day. And may our hearts be open to him in the waiting, inviting him to use us through the power of his Holy Spirit. Today, let us ask him to come into our hearts afresh, to rule in us today, so that we can serve him in everything we do. As we prepare to pray, I just want to encourage us all to take 1 minute. You might like to put your palms upward. And a little phrase, "Maranatha," is an Aramaic phrase meaning, "O Lord, come." And sometimes, just to get myself into a position of prayer and really deep connection with the Lord, I will chant in a four beat chant, Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. I want to encourage you just to spend just a minute just waiting on the Lord, receiving Him, just saying, oh, come, Lord. You can say it silently or you can say it aloud, but just take 1 minute and then I'll pray, I'll lean into that. Come, Lord Jesus. Oh, come. Maranatha. Come, Lord. Come into every area of our lives. Come into our hearts with all your fullness. Fill our hearts to overflowing. Oh, come, Lord. Come into our minds, Lord. Fill us with the mind of Christ. Come more fully, Lord. Come into our emotions, Lord. Be with us in those spaces, ever present, totally close and intimate. Oh, Lord, come into our bodies. Come, flow over us, bring healing, bring restoration. Bring rest. Bring relief from pain. Lord, come over our wills. Help us submit to you. May your will be done in our lives. We surrender to you afresh today. Lord, come into our speech. May our mouths be full of your words. Your words of love and blessing and encouragement and truth and healing for others, Lord. Use our mouths to speak what you want us to speak. Come, Lord, into our relationships, especially as Christmas draws near and it can be a nervous thought if there's strained relationships in families or fear of loneliness. Especially in those relationships we struggle in, Lord, come. Come, Lord. Bring reconciliation. Bring love. And Lord, deliver us from any addictions that feed our false selves. Come into us so fully that we can just live out our lives transparently before you and others. That you will shine through us. That you'll be enough for us, that we'll depend on you alone because you are enough. From any addictions, Lord, set your people free. Set your people free in this world and ultimately and completely in your coming kingdom in all its fullness. Come. Thou long expected Jesus.